What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it? It's podcast time.
Yes, so what a show we have for you today. We have Australia's number one psychic here. How he went with some of our callers. Did he predict correctly? Did he connect people to the other side? Also, someone famous, very, very, very famous, was spotted in a store, and that led us to asking the question, who have you seen at the shops? Famous people. Mm. And also, obviously, the secret sound, the $100,000 secret sound, getting lots of traction around Melbourne. And James Blake, our senior producer, the keeper, he's outside the studio.
How long are you going the beard for till the sound goes off? Please.
I was thinking that.
You have to.
Oh, no, I want it forever. Why would you take that off?
No, just, you know, maybe go back to what's – it's like vanilla ice cream. Sometimes you just go back to the classics.
No, you're heading into Magnum PI territory. Like once – Tom Selleck, you can never take it off. He can never take that off.
That's a shame. Yeah. I don't want the Selleck.
You don't?
Blue Bloods.
I think I'm looking around the room quite confidently saying this, unfortunately for Dan. I reckon facial hair is the go. I think it needs to happen to all men.
How long's that growth, Nick? What you got? How many months is that?
Isn't that years?
No, it'd come back.
Like,
if you trimmed
it short, how long would it take to go to that?
Or maybe a month, maybe. Yeah, a month.
But you haven't been clean shaven. You can't do clean shaven ever again.
Did you have another Bucks party on the weekend, Dange?
Yeah,
surely
it wasn't that.
Surely didn't
it wasn't all that interesting, though.
Sure you didn't pay for that haircut.
I've been waiting all day for you to mention the haircut.
Yeah, I was surprised. Top of
doesn't hour. He remind you of someone?
Yeah, I just can't. I can't see.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't see him.
Oh, because I'm going to say it, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, Dumb and Dumber, Lloyd.
Isn't that haircut?
Looks, you're trying to tell me you sold a bird to a blind guy? You're a pretty bird.
Pretty bird. I think it's that haircut, which is. On trend, obviously.
Mary Swanson, it's Samson. Good.
Enjoy the podcast and keep listening out for that Alpha Bucks clue for Tuesday, the 23rd of April. That'll pop up somewhere in this podcast.
Arden Homes create award-winning energy-efficient homes that are not only beautiful but improve the way you live. And for a limited time, enjoy up to $39,000 in bonus upgrades.
Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
We make Tommy. People feel good.
Brendan Favola.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
Nick Cody.
Boring.
Our Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
Absolutely love it.
They are the best.
Live in Melbourne every day.
Wake up with Fifi.
These are becoming the biggest parties in Melbourne.
We've packed outdoors.
We did schoolies for the very first time.
Mary Warren, here is your statue of Brendan Favola.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jack Black.
Great to meet you.
So good to have you back on the show and to come to Brekkie and the Burbs.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Yes, look at that. It's your Monday. Dream team in the studio. Fifi, Fev and Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. What a weekend.
Good to be alive, isn't it? Really is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm extra alive.
You know what? It'd be pretty shit to be dead.
No, I know, but it's just a good reminder.
Wouldn't be dead for quids, as my grandpa used to say. Then he died, so he didn't even believe in his own quotes.
The last time we had this man on the show, the phones, our socials blew up. Everyone wants access to him because he is Australia's number one psychic medium. There's a 3-year wait to get a reading from him. But we've got our phone lines open, 13 10 60. Kayle O'Donnell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are we?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How's the psychic world going?
Oh, it's doing good. I have a little joke for you.
We love a joke.
Knock, knock.
Why did the radio show have the medium as a guest?
Why?
Because he wasn't afraid of dead air.
Hey, that's very good.
It should open for you,
Did you write that?
No, ChatGPT wrote it.
That's amazing.
Now, we did, when we had you
it's
on last.
It's a computer medium.
What's great, Kayle, is when we have you on, and because there are, the great thing about psychics, there's believers and then there's cynics.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What's really interesting is watching the cynics turn, because when you were speaking to some of our wonderful listeners last time, it was like jaw-droppingly accurate, and we had tears. And we're ready to do it again.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, last time with Spider. That was so memorable. Mm. It was
yes,
so beautiful.
I know. Oh, gosh, you even remember.
Of course he does.
Of course, I know.
When you left, we spoke for the rest of the show about how amazing it was. Like, I was blown away. And then I was thinking, just before we go to the course, I was thinking, you know when you do the readings and someone asks you to connect with like their mom or their dad that's passed away, what's the scariest thing that do you say everything that they're telling you, or do you like put a bit of mayo on it to make this soften the blow a little bit?
Yeah, I do a little bit of that. Yeah, just to make it like well-rounded, I guess, and not so confronting. So I just, you know, share what I feel, but I always make it lighter and not as, you know, confronting, I guess, when I do my readings.
Is the spirit ever saying, I hated my brother. Don't talk to him. And you're going, your brother's doing great, mate. And the spirit's going, no, I didn't say that. Tell him he sucks.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes they do have that banter still in the spirit world. They definitely have their banter, you know, with sisters, you know, having their rivalry and things like that. What did you do with the house? Did you sell dad's house or not? And yeah, so it's quite funny. And people definitely understand it when they're having their reading. They're like, yep, she was definitely like that.
It's like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost.
Yeah.
Like one of the best movies. Yeah. I still love that. The ghost playing, you know, Patrick Swayze was having a laugh. Anyway, that's just a movie. Let's move on to actual readings. Kale, we've got Jeff in Phillip Island. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Morning, Jeff. Say hi to Kale, and you two do your thing.
Hey, Kale. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Getting there. Very nervous.
That's okay. What did you want to ask your mum, Jeff?
3 years ago, I didn't get to say goodbye to her. I was in hospital, and I was the troubled child, I suppose, Since then, I've got my stuff together, and she never got to see that ever in my life. And I've started a business, and I want to know if she's seen it and if she's proud.
Wow, Jeff. So much raw emotion there, and thank you for calling in. You know, I want to just bring your mum through because she can hear you, and she stands really tall and very straight. You know, her posture is really tall. And so what that makes me feel and understand about your mum is that she did have her life quite well organized. She makes me feel like quite a well-organized person, quite, you know, upstanding and so non-judgmental either. She makes me feel like she brings in people into her life. And I think that a lot of people remember her definitely in her life as like a mother figure, even though she wasn't their mum. And so when I bring through your mom, what she's telling me is that in 2015, there was definitely a total different life that you lived, a total different space that you were in. And she makes me understand and feel that she wants to remind you of that time and remember the conversations that you would have had, and that she is completely and totally proud of where you are today.
That's good.
Yeah, she's so proud of you where you are. And she talks about the girls. Who are the girls?
And my daughter.
Your daughter.
And my sisters as well.
Yeah, so she says, we're all the girls. She wants to let you know that the girls are, in fact, watched and taken care of by her. In fact, the girls, the daughter, something about schooling this year, she is so proud with the last 1 year of schooling. Why would she be saying that?
1 year of schooling. There's nieces that are in leadership. My daughter started high school.
She started high school. Fantastic. So that's the last year. She's saying, wow, I'm so proud, and how she is being able to progress there. So she wants to send you love right now and just say that she's so proud and she can see all of this that's happening.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, what happened in 2015?
2015 would have been around the time when I sold my house. I moved back home to look after her because she got cancer. Yeah. And I pretty much was with her from around 2015 to 2021 when she died.
Wow.
But, yeah, I sent her through hell, but I wish she was here to witness what I do today.
Oh,
well, that's Jeff. Just, there you go, Jeff. Confirmation that she can see what's going on. And she's so proud of you. And she says, thank you for taking care of me. And now it's my time to take care of you for the rest of your life. So I'll see you, she says.
Thank you.
Jeff, that was beautiful. Wow. You can, as you said, Cal, the raw emotion, Jeff, we all felt that. And we wish you well. And so well done for turning your life around. I love that. Thank you, Jeff.
1019 The Fox.
Now, Cale has a 3-year wait list to get access to him, but you can see him live at Bunjil Place.
Oh,
we were there, Nari Warren.
Yes.
That's going to be 21st of May.
Yeah, we are at 70% capacity, so there's just a couple more tickets left. So, yeah, if you want to come and see me on May 21st, grab
tickets. CaleO'Donnell.com is where you can get the tickets.
/tour.
There we go. But you can get access to him right now and look at the phones. An absolute gridlock trying to get through and get access to you, Cale. We've got Julie in Roeville. Hi, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Julie.
Hello. Oh, my God. I feel so privileged. Thank you.
Oh, it's lovely to connect in with you. And you want to connect in with your dad, it says.
I was hoping to, yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, your dad has a very upbeat personality in the mornings. I feel like he's the morning person of the day.
Oh, my God. He used to get up at 5 o'clock every morning to go to work.
There we go. And, you know, Julie, one thing that he wants to say about you is that remember my personality as we were growing up. And I feel like he even had a sense of humor at that time of the day. You know what he misses is that the last Christmas that we just had.
Yeah.
The one that just passed, there was something that funny happened. And I think that we even made a joke about Dad, or Dad was kind of brought into it. Do you remember that moment in Christmas that just recently passed? Because he's bringing up the fact that, oh, I was at Christmas and I can be the pun of the joke at times. And so he's bringing up that, and he's bringing up the humor that can happen during Christmas.
He loved Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, I was there right at the last Christmas. And, so I guess what I wanted to let you know is that he's bringing through a message today is that you've had to make a couple of quick decisions in 2024, the year that we're in right now. And some of those decisions, especially the first decision you made, was like, am I making the right choice? Am I not making the right choice? And I feel like you may have not had people to talk to about it, or you didn't want to burden other people, but you made a quick decision. So your father wants to let you know that he's your guide, if you believe in guides. He's guiding you, and then he's over there and he's watching over you. He wants to let you know that the decisions that you made this year are perfectly aligned with your life, and that you don't need to double guess them or double think them or overthink them, that it's perfectly aligned with your life, and that he is so proud of you where you are right now. He still sees you as the little girl. So that's how he sees you from the spirit world.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
Oh, does that add up? Can you feel that that's your dad?
Yeah, after losing Dad, I guess now you become closer to the other parent that you've got. And I've just been visiting my mum and once a week to look after her. And she looks after herself, but I go there once a week and we're more close than what we were before. So, maybe he can see that I'm looking out for her, I guess.
Yes, definitely. And you know what? He loves to be in the car. I feel like he loves to be in the car with you. He loves to go into the car. He loves to be driving in the car. He likes to be on the move. And so
he did love the car. And the funny thing that we did have was with my mum, because mum was outside at one point and Dad went to clean the car. He's always cleaning the car and doing things with the car. And mum left the window down on this one particular day. And all you could hear was cursing and swearing from outside because he didn't know. So that could be one of the funnier things that had happened. And we always joke about it.
Ah, there we go. That's so beautiful. Yeah. So he loves to be in the car. And he says, whenever you get in the car, even when you're like resenting, oh, I forgot to get the Woolies chook. I got to run down and get it. He's like, I love to get in the car with you.
Wow.
He does love the car. Yes.
Oh,
definitely.
Julie. Julie. Thank
Cale,
you.
Kyle, tell him to keep it locked on the Fox. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Julie, and letting us be part of that moment. We've now got Courtney in Wyndham Vale. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. Hi, Cale. How are you?
Good, Courtney. How are you?
Nervous, yeah.
That's okay. What do you have a question for? Who would you like to connect with today?
So my mum passed early last year, and we didn't get to say goodbye to her. She hadn't spoken to my siblings and I for a couple of years due to a fallout. And I just want to know if she's okay and, you know, just how she feels.
Yeah. Well, one thing that is about your mom when I connect in with her is that she's into everybody's lives. So she's poking into everyone's lives. She's making me feel like even the brothers, like she's watching over there, making sure that, you know, that they're up to scratch with what they're doing. So one thing that when I bring your mum through is that she was even at the very end, she was trying to do everything for herself. She didn't want any help. And do you remember that? She was trying to say, no, I will do it this way. I'll do it that way. And she was quite stubborn in that way, wasn't she?
She's the poor very love. Stubborn, very, very stubborn.
And so she's telling me, she says that one thing that I saw you do during those times is that you stepped up to the plate in a way that maybe she was so proud of to look back and say thank you. Because when I'm comparing you to the other sisters or to the sisters, there's something that grew from you inside of that moment. I feel like you can be quite different to the sisters, even having some frictions among the sisters around this time, she's telling me. So she says she's proud to see any attempts or any realities that this has been smoothed out among you guys so that there can be peace after my passing. Do you understand that about this, about, like you said, the siblings and the fraction, the fracturing that happened? So what she wants to tell you today is that she wants us to move on as a family. So the next decade is not like the last decade. And she says there were hurtful words. We did raise our voices. There were hurtful words that were said. And so she says that I want to bury them. I want to move on with this. And she says that I want you to continue to reach out in all of faith, in all of your belief, to reach out to her, she says, as much as you possibly can, is what she's telling me. So she wants to leave you with love, is what she wants to let you know right now. She wants to leave you in the love that she knows that she had for you and you know she had for you.
Yeah.
Well, Courtney, hopefully that gives you some closure. That is awful what you've lived through.
Thank you.
Okay, Courtney, we're wishing you the best and your family there. And we've we've got time for another one. Let's take another one. Neera from Taylor's Lakes. Hi, Neera. Neera, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Right, Neera, yes, we've got you.
Are you Neera phone?
Say hi to Kale.
Hi, Kale.
Sound far away.
Hi, Neera.
Hi. Kale, I'm calling for my dad who passed away in 2019. Due to brain cancer. And when he passed away, there was a lot of family dramas at his funeral and afterwards. And I just wanted to just ask him if he was proud of us with, you know, what happened and so forth. Yeah. He's angry at us at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Neera, around that time, did you notice, I saw that your father's, he started to stop talking, or I saw that they were not responding to these things. I saw he went silent, didn't he, about all of this?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And so what he wants to say is that during that silence, you remember me, remember my personality. I wasn't confrontational. I wasn't like that. And so he's saying that I want you to remember me, not because of what might have happened at the funeral, because that's not determined by me. I want you to remember for our fun moments, especially one-on-one moments, is what he says. So he says that I want you to remember, not because I went silent or I didn't respond or talk. It's because I didn't know what to say, and I was facing evidently the end. Now, he says that I'm at peace over here, though. And I want you to know that I can still hear what's going on. I can still hear the things that are happening. You also have a little bit of a spicy tongue at times, he tells me. You speak your mind, don't you, Neera?
I sure do, I'm just like him.
You're just like him. So he says that I just want you to know that everything is fine. And regarding the funeral, we can move forward with that. And he just says, I want you to just keep having fun. I want you to hashtag fun with your life, okay? Because you're getting stressed lately in the last 2 months. I noticed there's a lot of stress on you. And I didn't see you have a belly laugh, Neera. So he says that you haven't belly laughed in a while. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that is true. That's
so I want you to go and watch some of the funny jokes or something like that. Remember,
just missed
our
comedy
funny
festival,
jokes?
Neera.
You missed comedy festival. You should have gone with your family. He's definitely saying I want you to have a belly laugh because you remember those times we had where we would laugh together.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kale. That's,
I've got to ask, what happened at the funeral?
Yeah. Oh, look, it was like we're Indian family, and you know the older brothers wanted things done a certain way. Mom decided to have a closed casket. And they were annoyed. They're like, why wasn't it open? And we wanted Dad to be remembered the way he was.
Yeah.
And his face, because after the brain cancer, he was very skinny.
Yeah.
And we didn't want people to, and then people were annoyed at that. Mm. And so all of that kind of stuff, you know, and it just, yeah. So it's just family dramas that were not needed at that time.
Mm.
So, yeah. And but, you know, all Indian brothers, like, you know, the older brother, they were all, always got 2 cents that they would need to say, regardless if they don't have at the time.
There's that spicy tongue.
Mira's firing up.
She's firing up, yeah.
Mira, thank you for calling through. And Kale, again, thank you so much. It's just fascinating watching this and seeing the raw emotion from people so keen to connect. And as we said, Kale has a 3-year wait list, but you can catch him live at Bunjil Place on the 21st of May.
You
not
do
many
that
tickets
all day, couldn't you?
Left. Yeah, just watching it.
Oh, it's fun.
And that must be amazing with a big live audience.
Oh, it's beautiful. There's tears, people are crying, people are laughing. And I love to get in the audience. I don't like to stand on the stage under the light. I like to get in and, you know, get up close to you and ask you, you know, what's going on there with your loved ones that you bring in. So it's a fun, intimate time.
Do you find when you're at these events that you host and you're walking through, you know, the mass of people, can you, someone that doesn't want to ask a question, can you feel that?
Yeah. I know when somebody's, they may not be ready to connect in with the other side.
But do you
so
let
they
them
might
know?
Just be there as a witness. Yeah, I can feel that. Don't ask me, don't connect in with me. I'm just here as an observer today. So I definitely feel that. And maybe the second show they come to, they might be like, I'll be open this time. So yeah, don't feel worried if I'm going to pick you out. I can sense if you're not ready. So yeah.
Wow. And how are the ghosts getting to watch and not buy a ticket? Sneaky.
Tickets at kaleodonald.com. Thank you very much for coming in this morning, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Seeing celebrities where you don't expect to see them can throw you. It's
I do it every morning.
It's when you walk into a shop and you see somebody famous and you're going, they look a lot like, oh, it's Taylor Swift. Because she's got to go and get food at some stage. She's got to go into a shop. Now, Michelle Obama, she went undercover, and this is the other thing. Sometimes you don't even know the celebrities are there because once you've got a baseball cap and glasses
she take
on.
Take her wig off.
No.
Josiah this would this say is, she's always undercover. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Michael.
This has nothing to do with that crazy conspiracy theory. So she's got a book out, and she, to promote her book, she went into a Target in the United States. Oh. But she just had a hoodie, a cap and glasses on. And I've seen the footage. She uploaded this to her socials. She looks, it look, doesn't look like her. And she went in and she was secretly signing copies of her book.
Easter eggs.
Yeah, I think that's really cute. It was a secret mission. But there's people walking or milling around her. I think at one stage someone even bumps past her, like, get out of my way, lady. Mm. Like, imagine, that's the former first lady. You didn't know it was her. And we are going to open the phones, 13 10 60, because it's kind of fun to ask the question, who did you see at the shops? Now, James Blake, our senior producer with the goatee at the moment, pushing through with it. It's getting longer.
Lucy said it's growing on her on the weekend.
Oh,
so.
I get that.
Well, she has to.
Like a little bit of Velcro. Just.
I like it. I think you should commit to it. But you said your mum Leah saw someone famous at the shops.
Absolutely shocked at the Woolies in Middle Camberwell when she came across Mark Chopper Reed.
Camberwell? What's Chopper doing in Camberwell?
Well, he's dead.
Well, I know. This was obviously a while ago.
He was at this time, I think he was a bit jaundiced, but he was still walking around.
That sort of yellow skin, Nick.
And, yeah, I know what it is.
Well, he was quite ill towards the end. Now, hang on. What did Leah do? Did she freeze? Like, what do you do when you see Chopper at the supermarket?
Turned the trolley right around, and I don't think she finished the shop. She was terrified.
Oh, no,
she have no cash? Cash, no.
How's this? And 131060, we want to hear your stories. Who'd you see at the shops? But I'll see Leah's Chopper story, and I will one-up it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a competition.
No, but much like Leah, I'm terrified of gangsters.
Leah, staff at the checkout, not here.
No, like I don't like, I steer clear of all of that stuff. Like any bikies, gangsters, not
you
in.
You dressed up as a biker the other day down in Church
that
Street.
That was for, I was a character.
Was it?
We're doing a television thing.
Character?
I was in character. Now, I was doing the drive show here on Fox FM, Fifi and Jules with Jules Lund. And Jules knew, and Leon too, actually, the guy out there that's producing our show. He was
producing this, actually.
He did help produce this. So here I am. I'm so scared of anyone from the underworld. Mm. that we did things called blackout challenges. Mm-hmm. And I had a blindfold put over me and I didn't know what was about to happen. And Leon was walking me into the Grace Darling pub in Smith Street, Collingwood.
Good pub.
And it was, he was walking me, and I didn't know this, but I noticed things were getting colder. So I was being taken down to like the cellar.
Mm.
And I knew I was being sat down. So I was sitting down. And when I took my blindfold off, I was at a romantic table with a candle. And sitting opposite me on a date was Mark Chopper Reed.
Oh,
Uncle Chop Chop.
They put me on a date with Chopper. And in front of us, well, no, actually a waiter. It might have been you, Leon.
No, it was, yeah, I brought in, yeah.
Somebody brought in, Leon brought in two pig's ears. That's what we were eating as our meal.
Put them on his ears?
Wow.
No, but I think you've, Leon's managed to find
There's
no
already
reaction.
Up on the wall, Josiah.
Here it is.
Hello, Fifi, how are you?
Chopper! Wow! Oh, my goodness, how are you?
Hi, Fifi.
Yeah, I'm good.
I was in a jar with a bloke called Fifi.
Leon, look what you've done. Your host is upset.
G'day,
you know what,
Fifi.
A Fifi is in jail.
Yes, isn't it some?
Yeah, it's a bit of
hand towels that are wet.
Yeah, a bit of arts and crafts, a bit of jail arts and crafts.
little something.
13, 10, 60. Let's go back to it. What celeb did you see at the shops? Did you bump into him, see him from a distance? How big a celeb was it? Let's find out after this.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We're talking about Michelle Obama. She uploaded something to her socials because she's got a book, and she went into a Target over in the States with a cap on, just her hoodie. Nobody knew it was her, and there she was signing her books, and people are walking past her and ignoring her. And this is the thing. Famous people have to do stuff. They've got to go to shops. They've got to get petrol. They've got to do these things. And sometimes when you don't see them with their hair and makeup, and women particularly, with a baseball cap, you don't know it's them. But we want to know, 13, 10, 60, when did you know it was them? Who did you see at the shops? We were just talking about Chopper because James Blake's mum, Leah, saw him at the Camberwell supermarket before he died.
There.
But what was he doing in Camberwell? I don't expect him in Camberwell.
I did a wee next to that dude, little dude. What's his
David
name?
Spade.
David Spade.
In a urinal. You don't expect that.
I had a bit of a look. I said, geez, everything's small.
Jess from Wonthaggi. Hi, Jess.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Who have you seen at the shops?
From the 2018 season of Bachelorette, Jared.
Jared?
Oh,
Jared
Woodgate. Tall blonde. Blonde. Yes, yeah. Jared Woodgate.
Matt Mando's ex.
Because I was standing in the aisles of Coles, right?
Yeah.
Looked down the chocolate aisle. I'm like, is that Jared? Or someone asked him and goes, yep. And we had a photo together.
Get out. Did you? Now, was that, because who was he with? Sam Frost?
No, he was with Kira.
Yeah, but he was on the Sam Frost. When Sam Frost came became the Bachelorette, he was that. Yeah. Yeah, good guy. We had him on the show a few times.
I stepped on some grapes and then Mando stepped all over him.
I don't know that she did.
Mate, she stayed at the farm.
No, she did not.
A bit of goss. I was DJing the Duck when they were there together.
And they
had a bit of a smoochy smooch on the dance floor.
Hey, don't rat on what you see in the Duck.
I can't believe
DJ sees all.
I don't believe any of this. I think you're all making it up.
No, she's moved on to bigger and better things now.
I would have known
this
about
was
that.
6 years ago. You knew.
Thank you, Jess. Claudia from Greensboro. Hi, Claudia.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Morning, Claudia. We're great. Who did you see at the shops?
Marsha Hines buying some crafty beads.
At what Marsha. Shop? At a crafty bead shop?
I was in the city with my granddaughter. We'd been to see a show and she met a little girl and the mother said, oh, need to go to this shop in Bourke Street. They do crafty things for kids. So we went in and sitting down with my granddaughter doing things and this lady walks in and I've looked at her and I thought, God, she looks familiar. So I go up to her, I said, gee, have you ever been told you look like Marsha Hines? And she goes, that's because I am.
Oh. Was she nice?
Oh, she was lovely.
Yeah,
she wished me a happy
lovely.
New year. Look, she was fantastic. I even had a photo taken with her. She was such a, she could have said no and she could have ignored me, but no, you know, she was great. Loved it.
That's great. Is she local? She may be down. Was she?
I think she was here for, wasn't it Idol that Idol. Was on?
Oh,
and I think she was on for that. Yeah.
Do you know what's funny, Claudia, when you say that? And not that I would ever put myself in the same league as Marsha Hines, but when you do get recognised, but people can't put their finger on it.
You get recognised a bit,
funniest, No, but it's really funny. On the flight back from Fiji, one of the flight attendants So she was coming down the aisle and then she looked at me and she went, I know you. And I never know what to say because I'm never, I just don't have the confidence, arrogance to go, of course you do. But and then she goes,
do you want to?
No, but she looked at me and she goes, Tennille. And I'm like, no, oh no. And then she goes, Maya. And I'm like, no. So she goes, oh, I feel like you've been Joel in my Creasy. Flights before. Like she thought I was a regular, no. But then it got all, so because I just went, no, no, no. She goes, oh, I just feel like I've seen your face before, Kappa. Thought you were one of my regular passengers. So then she moved on.
Yeah.
But then I think she's spoken to one of the flight attendants because about 10 minutes later she's come and gone, Fifi, box! Yes,
bang.
But then I felt like I was bad because should I have gone, no, it's actually Fifi.
No, don't do that.
Because how embarrassing. Yeah. Because then just they go, it, no, go. I don't know who Fifi yeah. is.
Don't they know your name when you're in business?
No, oh, I no, wasn't. No. Excuse me, I wasn't in business. In economy, I was right at the back.
That's why they didn't recognise you.
Tony in Nunawading. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, hi, Fifi. I saw Geoffrey Rush on the train. He was reading a book and he was in songs because I was coming home from work.
Oh, wow. So. What train line was he on? Because he's a Camberwell. I reckon he's around there too,
yes,
Camberwell.
Yes, yes. That's where he got off, actually, yeah.
I've actually seen Geoffrey Rush too, Tony. I was my honeymoon. I was hammered. Hadn't been to sleep. We had our wedding. Stayed at Crown. Yep. Had like a penthouse at Crown. Didn't even use it. Was walking through the casino at 6:30. Still in my AM in my suit.
Beautiful.
Alex was in her dress. Straight upstairs to the airport. We're in economy, sitting next to each other like just sardines. Like, well, oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
And then a Carlton board member was on the plane. He goes, mate, I'm up in business. Come up and have a drink. And I'm like, oh, righto. The hair of the dog. Is that
yeah.
Yeah. Have another beer. And Geoffrey Rush was laying in business.
Oh.
And he goes, there's Geoffrey Rush. I said, good day, Geoffrey. And he gave me nothing.
He was having a nap.
I was like, geez, this is what it's like up here. It's nice up there.
Good one, Tony. I like that.
Geoffrey.
Don't expect Geoffrey Rush on a train in thongs reading a book. Chloe in Coronet Bay.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Chloe. Who'd you see in the shops? What famous person?
So I used to work at Bass McDonald's and there was always people that come through, but I got to serve Liam Hemsworth twice in one day.
Oh, wow. What was he getting?
What a pig.
Like, yeah, what did he get?
They got, it was him and his partner, I believe, at the time, the supermodel. She did come through once, but a long time ago.
Wow. Yeah.
I would have gone with Miley first.
What did he order?
Got, I don't know.
Is he a Big Mac boy?
No, it was at breakfast time, so they got, I think 4 muffins or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Chloe, fascinated in people's McDonald's orders. Like, if you it's, I'd love to know, like, famous people, all the questions you could ask
them. What do you have?
Well, I can vary. I am a Big Mac girl at heart.
Really?
I love a Big Mac. Yep. But I do lots of snack wraps. Like, if the kids want Maccas and I don't feel like dinner yet or whatever, I just get a little snack wrap.
4 times a week, yeah.
But you've put me on to the KFC pepper mayo sliders.
Oh, they're the best.
So now I end up going to Maccas for the girls and then I go down the road to KFC and get my slider.
Well, I get a McChicken and then I get the KFC chips, so I go through both.
Oh, you go same?
Yeah, the best. KFC chips are they're the bomb.
You need like a Hume Highway petrol station.
Yeah,
Maccas KFC combo.
Thank you, Chloe. Carl in Frankston. Hi, Carl.
Carl.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Who was at the shops?
Mate, I actually saw Kylie Minogue at a bakery in Truak, and I was just standing there, and I didn't realise it was her.
Oh,
so I'm just standing
she's
there,
small.
And some guy goes to me, he goes, you know who you're standing next to? I go, no. I looked across and it was Kylie Minogue.
Carl, did she have a cap on or was she just, she
mate, she actually looked, she was wearing trackies and that's what I did. And I'm thinking, Kylie.
That's impressive.
Did you do the locomotion, Carl?
I did.
Did you see what she ordered, Carl?
I don't know. I was just starstruck.
Of course. Oh, of course.
Seeing
Kylie Minogue. Good one, Carl. Thank you for that.
No worries.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Time to give you an answer for Alpha Bucks. This could get you $20,000. If you're playing on Tuesday the 23rd of April at 8 a.m, the letter is the letter E. E.
Mm.
It's a tricky one, this one. And the question is a gemstone.
Emerald.
Oh. So quick.
Too quick.
No.
What do you mean, nah?
Just too quick. I just still believe that you've seen.
He's got four daughters. and a wife that would all have jewelry.
I've got an emerald and I still wouldn't have thought of emeralds.
Yeah, but this is not your forte.
I know, but I don't reckon you...
You've got the perfect heart, remember?
Question. Anything.
Okay, beginning with the letter E,
yeah.
A country.
Ethiopia.
Okay, that was quite good. Okay, you're good. There you go.
Another one.
Okay. Starting with the letter E.
Yeah.
An element on the periodic table.
Oh, God. Energy?
I don't know. I don't even know. What's wrong with E?
Is there one?
Uranium? No, uranium.
Uranium.
I don't know if there is one. Is there one?
You may have stitched him up.
I reckon there is an E.
There'll be an E. Ethereum. Elysium. Elysium.
Ethanol.
Isn't that one?
Ethanol.
I don't think that's an element. I reckon Elysium. We can't hear you.
What are you saying, Lloyd?
Europium?
Oh, God. Does it start with an E? I think you've made that.
Yeah,
EU.
Europium.
Einsteinium?
I don't know about that. Now you're just making up words.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, the Olympics is on its way. Paris, is it September? 2024 games?
That's 100 days away.
Okay. Or
like 90 days maybe.
July,
is that 3 months? July.
July, okay.
The summer games.
Something that is going to be introduced, which I find so bizarre. I almost laughed when I read this in the news this morning. So it involves parents. So obviously athletes are all eyes upon athletes as they perform. But there are plans to place heart rate monitors on parents of athletes.
Oh, God, that'd be Scott.
To see, and then you're going to look at the results live on screen. I think the NBC network over in America is spearheading this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll be watching the, let's say, the gymnast, but then you'll be seeing the mum or the dad's heart rate as they're performing. That's, yeah, like you expect it to be quite high.
Yeah, I'd
be so stressed, I think,
get a bit stressed watching my kids play sport now.
But also, because think about the parent. At an Olympic level, let's be honest, the parent has sacrificed their life.
Mm.
That's the whole life.
Yeah.
They've gone to every swimming practice,
in the morning,
training, pickup, drop off.
I think swimming is extra because they get up early for some reason.
And
often jockeys.
Moved interstate, overseas. Look at the parents that leave countries so their kids can perform for other countries. But it's interesting because we were just talking about this before. Remember when we were doing the secret sound and the keeper, James Blake, we were asking him where his heart rate was at and it was at something ridiculously high. What was your heart rate again?
Got up to around about 122 there.
Oh, wow.
122. Now, we thought as a bit of fun, let's check all our heart rates. And I didn't know this because I don't have an Apple Watch, but you can also do your blood oxygen levels. This is interesting. Why do you check? What's the blood oxygen? What does that mean?
How much oxygen's been carried around in your blood?
Okay.
You want it pretty high.
Yes.
It was included after COVID because people were checking their blood oxygen levels. They were dropping when you had COVID. So people were trying to keep that
tracking that. Okay, so we've all had heart monitors on our heart rates. Josiah,
bad day for me to check.
Where was your heart rate?
I had a massive weekend, never good, because I've got a Garmin Fit Watch. And normally my heart rate when I go to bed, about 53 during the night. Nice and low. It's good.
Mm.
If you have a big night, it won't go below 85 all night. Mm. So I know Saturday was a big one. And then I rode the bike in this morning, had a coffee on an empty stomach.
So a lot of excuses coming here.
Yeah. Well, my heart rate at the minute was just 83. And I'm not going to get it open again.
Okay.
What were you, Boxy?
Mine's idling just at 67, 68.
Jesus. Oh, so close to the best number.
What is a great heart rate? Where do you want it to be?
Dead. You want about 90, aren't you?
Does anyone know? Can any of our producers know? Where should your heart rate be at to be like optimum health?
60 to 100.
60 to 100, big window. Yeah. Massive window.
But it depends what you're doing.
It can go down. Like if I quickly walk over there, it'll go to like 110.
So what's yours now?
mine was 94.
Ooh. That's quite high.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's right in the middle. Good.
I reckon that's 90. Top end.
Yeah. 94.
60 great. To 100. You're nearly capping
Fev and
out.
I are on the move too. We'll go walk out, get stuff. You perch up. You come in here. You sit down and then you don't move.
Sorry, but it's laughable to say you two are on the move.
Well,
I reckon I've seen you get up this morning.
I sprinted to the toilet before. Let's do
blood oxygen.
Mine was 99.
Mine was 100%.
Mine was 100% too.
Yeah.
Okay. It's annoying.
Oh, that is annoying.
As well, so
yeah, Fev.
Whatever.
You would think.
Yeah, I would have thought you'd be
a bit worried mine's at 99.
Mate, I am 100. Mm. It's perfect.
You are. Yeah, but high. That 94, get that one down.
Well, if you did it now, because
Changes, yeah.
Yeah,
changes. Yeah, mine's 84 now.
Yeah, I love this. Oh, Darcy, I think I'm ringing someone on your phone.
I know. if they had the heart monitors on Ange and Kazza when they watched me play footy, they would have been low because they knew I'd perform, so they weren't nervous.
Oh, they weren't nervous.
They would just have the heart rate on them after the games. That's when they got the worried the most. What's he going to do tonight?
Man, Monday.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fifi Feather, Nick hanging out with you. How was your weekend, Nick?
Had an absolute ripper. Live podcast, Mid-Flight Brawl on Saturday at Basement Comedy Club in the city there. Heaps of fun and hung around afterwards. There's other shows on. It was the last weekend of the festival, so there's a lot of mates in town.
Tell some jokes.
Catching up with people. Will Anderson, he was on our podcast. Hughie was on another pod. It was a lot of fun. It was great. And at about 11 o'clock, I'm leaving the venue with my good mate, Luke Heggie. We're about to leave. And he said, "That's Cherry Bar, isn't it?" And I said, "Yep."
Good joint.
Famous. Yummy. Cherry Bar. Unbelievable venue. Beautiful place. And he said, "I believe Warwick Capper is DJing there tonight."
What?
And is I'm like, DJ? Well, let's time out on going home. No one's going home. Is he DJing there tonight? And he said, "Yeah, I heard he's DJing at Cherry Bar." Went in there. Heggie said to me, "Do you think he'll remember you?" I said, "I don't know. Because the couple of times he has been on our show, I don't know if any of those memories are being retained." He's come in hot onto the show. And I've walked in, made eye contact immediately with Warwick Capper, who said, "Oh, Ned Kelly's here, you beauty." Calls me Ned Kelly. Whiskers, g'day Whiskers, head for radio, all the good gear from Warwick. Heggie was loving it, absolutely losing his mind. And then Heggie said, "How's Westminster Secrets going?" Warwick Capper's famous establishment in Oakley, and adult only establishment.
Ladies of the night.
It's a brothel, isn't it?
It is a brothel. Yes, yeah. And he said, "I sold it."
He sold it already.
I sold it.
But he only just got it.
That's Capper.
Wow.
I don't think Capper's looking at 5-year plans and stuff, but he told me he sold it.
It
wasn't even going well, was it? Did he tell you how much he sold it for?
He said he's doing very well.
Really?
He ended it. He told me the figure and then said, "Yeah, but Cappuccino's around for everyone." He was very up and about.
That's big news, though. We should congratulate him
because
we occasionally have him on the show. Yeah. He never answers our calls.
I just love he was doing a DJ set at Cherry Bar.
Was it like a Konski mashup?
Let's see if he remembers you. Because often he doesn't remember. We've had him in here after a big night and it all seems like a blur. But can we call him?
G'day, Whiskers.
Have you got his number? Let's put in the digits. Warwick Capper, will he answer?
No
first
chance.
Thing on a Monday morning.
If he DJs Saturday night, he wouldn't be home yet.
Yeah, he might still be. Might be at Revs.
How'd his DJing go?
I didn't stick around. Just wanted to have a chat and hit the bricks.
He's no chance.
He won't answer. Well, it's 8 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Keep calling to wake him up.
What's his voicemail sound like? He won't have one.
The person you have called is not a...
No.
That's a shame.
Who was he with? Who are his mates?
You know who I got to meet? The lovely Lisa.
Oh, his girlfriend.
Oh, long-term partner, Lisa. Lisa was great.
We're going again.
I don't think it's going to help. I reckon he's still asleep. But I met the lovely Lisa.
Yes.
She was awesome. Had a nice chat. Had a couple of beers with the Wiz.
Did you just say what? Why? What? How?
I said, I had to ask her, I said, "Lisa, what is it like living with this bloke?" And she said, "Well, you know, when he's out and about, he's up and about. But at home, a lot more relaxed."
Oh, really?
Having cups of tea, hanging out with the cat. Yeah.
There we go. Bloody Capper. Sold his brothel.
She gets to see those abs up close all the time.
The real abs.
No, he's got fake ones.
He's got fake ones, yeah.
No, he said he got the fat sucked out.
What do you mean? No, didn't we see? I saw him get them spray painted on, didn't I?
And then he did his teeth. They're worth about 180 or something.
Yeah, I remember I asked him on the celebrity lie detector test, "Have you spent more than $10,000 on cosmetic surgery?" And he goes, "That was in the first week, you freak. You should spend some on yourself, Whiskers."
101.9 The Fox.
Taylor Swift, Post Malone. That is called Fortnite. Yeah, it's The Fox. Good morning, 23 degrees, blue sky, sunny.
You know what? I don't know if you even meant to do it. You turned your nose up as the name of the song.
A little crinkly nose.
Can I be
I've never heard him flat about a sunny day because he's out shirtless on the balcony taking in the vitamin D.
You know, I'm not Swiftie's biggest fan, but it does prove to me, unless that grows on me, and it could, some songs are like that, that you could put your name to any song. And if you've got a big name on a bad song, we'll still play it on the radio.
Well, it is interesting. That one will have to grow on me too. And I am a Swiftie, and one of my friends did say to me, he just said, "Where are the hits?" And I sort of understand that because I did what I've never done. 2:30 on, so I was doing school pickup. I was in the car and I was excited to download the album. And I even, Daisy had her iPad. I'm like, "Mummy, just going to listen to some stuff," because I don't think, if it's not Shake It Off or Blank Space or one of her big hits, Daisy's not interested. But I was listening to it and I felt like a music critic. I was going through the songs. I was flicking through.
Do you have the words come up so you can learn?
Yeah, I was reading the words because she's a poet. Yeah. And I do like what she's done. Is she's bringing poetry to the masses because I love poetry. So I do love the initiative. So Long London, I think
that was good.
That was a beautiful song.
Right? Got it. I'm just
getting color back. Yeah, I'll be singing
this. That's a good song. That's a hit.
Yeah. But they are all, I think, majority are this level. There's no, I stay up too late. Like, there's none of that.
Different era.
Although Alchemy, era. They're saying, there is a Travis Kelce song in there, a lot of people were saying.
They reckon,
Alchemy.
Yeah.
It mentions a lot of football references. Yeah. They just suddenly come into a song.
I read the article and it was like, it had to have been done after because there was 23 references to football.
Can I ask you, you're three men, I want to ask you this because I think what people know is if they date Taylor, which one's the half? Josiah, okay.
Oh, that's small.
Yeah, it's now, multiple pairs of white pants.
If you're dating Taylor, you know she's going to write about you, and it's not always flattering. And that guy, Matt Healy, she was with him for 2 months. Yeah. And I think the whole album's about him mainly. Poor Joe, who she was with for 6 years, he's in there a bit, but that Matt Healy gets a real
whack. Something happens with those two, he's, you know, he gets hit in the head. For a job, he'll be fine.
Travis
Kelce. I don't think he's thinking about it.
They got engaged. I heard they got engaged. Surprise. No one knows. Wow. Did you know that?
No, clearly you just know that.
Yeah.
But does that scare you off as a guy?
No, Alex can't sing.
But could write lyrics.
She probably could, yeah.
So that's...
Trouble.
My dad as a kid would tell... He goes, "Mate, I'm going to say it in a way that I can say it on the radio. Don't hook up with a hurricane," is what he'd say.
Yes, yeah.
Avoid a hurricane.
I watched the Swiftie show, the guys, the one that you went to, the Eras tour.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it on Friday in the lead up to the drop at 2. 3 hours it went for.
Yeah.
Did you sit there for 3 hours? What were you doing at the same time?
Drinking beer.
Pokies, like something?
Nah.
That's a lot of
Put multis on the Eras tour?
Nah. Yeah, which song's next? Put a multi them up. But I was really disappointed. Like, she's amazing, but they didn't have the crowd noise. They just had her mic. So everything was like they blocked it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear the crowd and them to sing the songs.
At the end of the songs that get a bit.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
It was just her singing.
Oh, which, really?
She was amazing. Gee, she's good.
Yeah, she's very good.
She changes her clothes quick.
That's all I could think about at the concert. That's a lot of wardrobe changes.
And when she jumped in the water and she swam, come out dry, like, well done.
That was good. Yeah, good. Okay.
And then I listened to it. It was good. That song about Kim.
Ooh. Oh, that's brilliant. I love that stuff. What's it called again?
Thank You, Amy.
Thank You, Amy. But do you remember Britney Spears did an Amy song? What was that called, Leon?
It was called If You Seek Amy.
If You Seek Amy.
Hungry.
But that means if you...
Hungry Amy.
If You Seek Amy. But didn't it mean something?
Yeah, think about it. Let's work this out. Come on.
If You Seek Amy. Was it?
Yeah, I've got it. So, found it. Here it is. Oh, yeah.
I'm still not getting it.
Hang on, I'm going to write it
down. Have you got my gorilla talking? Amy, hungry.
Seek.
Hungry.
Seek Amy.
It's a movie.
It is. Spell it out.
Oh, the if is an F.
Yes.
I got the Seek Amy, but I don't know what Seek in someone is.
It's F-U.
If You Seek Amy.
Oh.
But I don't get, no, that's just a CK. Oh, no, it's an U-C-K. If You Seek Amy.
Do you not get it?
How do you not get that?
Spell out what you're saying.
I am. I've just done it.
F-
if you
U-C-K-me. C-K. CK mean?
What's CK going to be?
The end of the FU.
I don't know. If we don't
There's
finish
no
this
F,
wave soon,
F.
they're going to FUCK us in a minute.
Because it all spells it out.
Oh, hang on. It's not FUCK me. It's FUCK me.
Yeah, but F.
I got it.
Yeah. Happy Monday.
But is she trying to say that in a
remember last,
sexy way
maybe,
or in a...
Remember a couple of years ago, the Australian Signals Directorate, the intelligence agency, released a coin.
No, I can't remember. And it
had a puzzle on there. And I said, it's the 50th anniversary of the Signals Directorate. And you said, how do you know that? And I said, because it's on the coin. Like, you really need things spelled.
It's Fifi Feminine.
Amy wants
to be Amy.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
On the Fox.